Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to live a long time and live healthy, happy, not be sick? Don't we all? And, you know, I was kidding around with a client the other day. We were doing some planning for them, and we always project out age 100 for our clients and making sure their money doesn't run out before they do. And the client looked at it and go, yeah, I don't know that I want to live to 100. I said, I bet you will when you're 99. So we all want to live a long time, but we want to live well. We don't want to be, you know, suffering and miserable. And long life then is not so good. So this is a subject I deal a lot with from a financial perspective. And there's a lot to this from the health and wellness side of it. And we are very fortunate to have Janine Mori on the line with us. She is founder of Panoramic Living. What's that? Well, you can go to the website and you'll learn more about it as we interview Janine on the program, panoramicliving.us. And it's all about making longevity happen. You can connect with them for more information. And Janine is a long-time longevity expert and recently launched her own business called Panoramic Living. She's done work in this field for over 20 plus years, implementing programs to enhance client experience at all levels. She's done consulting work, motivational speaker, Blue Zone coach. I'm very interested in hearing about the Blue Zone. And she's challenged organizations, individuals really to think differently about what motivates them and their situations. She's also serving in several current capacities, president of the Gerontology, that's a mouthful, Gerontology Professionals of New York, GPNY, we'll use that acronym. She's also served as the president of Senior Umbrella Network of Nassau and vice chair of the Long Island Family Caregivers Coalition. So let's get going here. Blue Zone Project began as a National Geographic expedition to identify places in the world where people have the greatest longevity and now a plan for living longer that is spreading across the country. So Janine, welcome to the program. Help us out.
Oh, thank you, David. I'm excited to be here to help you all out.
Okay.
It's funny how you began, because I typically do ask, my first question is, hey, who wants to live to 100? And usually I see this face of fear.
Yeah.
And people are just shouting, no way, no. I've seen, you know, my family members and friends age, and that doesn't look so good to me.
Yeah.
But the statistical thing is right now is that centenarians are actually the fastest growing segment of our population.
That's very true. And, you know, it is, and you've made a very good point, Janine, and it's because people have seen the ugly side very often, too often, of that advanced aging, that longevity that is not a robust, healthy, energy-filled life experience. It's this slow, long decline that is just, from the other person perspective, the observer's perspective, just going, I don't want to be like that.
Exactly. And I spent many years in the senior housing industry, and that's one of my main reasons for launching my new company, Panoramic Living, is because I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly of the aging process. And actually, most Americans spend anywhere between 4 and 10 years of their life, those last years of their life, in what I call the disability zone.
Yeah.
And they're plagued with these diseases and illnesses that are, you know, just playing havoc on the quality of their lives.
This comes up a lot, too, when I talk to people about the importance of planning for that kind of care that they might receive and the need for long-term care insurance or other planning that needs to be done. And very often, I'm not going to say very often, maybe I'll say about 50% of the time, I usually will get a wisecrack, and it's usually from the guy, it's usually from the man in the relationship, and usually the crack goes something like this, Janine, oh, well, I've got a plan for that, that's not going to happen to me, I've got a, you know, a pill or a bullet or something, and my response is, well, guess what? What if you think that thing's a banana? What if you don't know? I mean,
right.
you can't pull the trigger if you think it's a banana you're going to eat. I mean, come on. So, you know, these braggadocious, you know, John Wayne swagger, you know, ideas that you're going to take yourself out, well, you may not be in a position or in the mental capacity to do that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. My dad, that's exactly what his answer is to longevity is, I have my shotgun in the closet.
Right.
And I just laugh at him and I'm like, you'll never
do
that.
It's very funny. It's like the answer to every question. You're out of milk. I got a bullet for that too.
Right.
God bless. I don't understand where people are coming from, the sentiment. I understand where they're coming from. You know, everybody wants to be what? Independent, self-determining, not a burden. And, I'm not going to go gently into the night. I get it. But you're all of what you're about, which is why I'm so excited to talk to you, Janine, is about, you know, not being there or staving that off as long as you can. So, you know, give us a taste here. What are, you know, you've done a lot of interesting work here. What are some of the, I guess I want to steal or have a little bit of the thunder up front here. What are some of the findings? What are some of the things you see for, you know, give us a taste of the healthy living and how people are able to avoid these, you know, that disability decade or whatever it may be.
Okay, so David, to this point, you know, over the last 20, 25 years or so, you know, our answer to all of these diseases and illnesses that we know have, like, wreaked havoc, as I said, has been primarily pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, there's a pill for that.
Here you go. Take a pill for that. Here's some Lipitor. Here's some Plavix. Here's some whatever. And the doctors have become very good at just doling out medication and not spending so much time on lifestyle management.
Thank you.
Things are really starting to shift. And we're starting to realize as a society that, wow, the best solution to our healthcare crisis is lifestyle management. So,
wait a minute now, Janine. Wait a minute. That might have some judgment attached to it. You got to be careful here. You know, we live in a society, and I'm being a little smart alecky here. We live in a society where we're not allowed to say, don't eat, you know, a dozen donuts for breakfast every morning. You're not allowed to say that, you know. I mean, so how do we grapple with, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, you know, I got bad genes. I got to take this pill because, you know, luck of the draw, bad ancestors versus the lifestyle management. How do you grapple with that?
So really what it's all about is changing your culture, your environment, because we know as individuals it is ridiculously hard to change our individual behaviors. Because if that donut right now is sitting on your desk, David, you're looking at it and you're like, I'm going to eat that donut. I want that donut, right? But if the donut wasn't in the studio, you couldn't eat that donut, right?
That's true.
So it's about, you know, creating more of an environment that fosters these healthy habits. Now, okay, what does that mean? So you touched on the blue zones, which the blue zones are the National Geographic Project, which are the hot spots of longevity, where people are, they're not just living 8 to 10 years longer than Americans, but they're doing it with significantly lower rates of the disease and illness, right? So what's going on there? You know, and these are places, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of some of these places: Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. In Greece, there's a small island off of the coast of Turkey called Ikaria. And then we actually have a blue zone here in America.
Wow.
In California.
Okay, naturally, yes.
Naturally, right? And it's 70 miles east of Los Angeles, and it's a city called Loma Linda. And it's a community of a little over 42,000 people it's a Seventh-day Adventist community.
Are donuts against the law there?
Donuts are not. Matter of fact, right down the block from this community are, you know, the typical Taco Bells and Wiener Huts and all of that, right? But what are they doing differently? So National Geographic, through doing this project, found commonalities amongst all these regions. And that's, you know, what they call, what are the secrets, right?
Everybody wants to know the secrets.
It's not really a secret, David. I mean, it's things that we've talked about, you know, for a long time. But like I said, we just don't do it. But in those communities, it just happens naturally. So people are living into their hundreds, living independently, and they're doing it naturally. No one's setting out to say, hey, I'm going to reach 100. No, it just happens, right? So one of the key things is diet. In all of those regions, and what I talk about in panoramic living, I talk about what's called back to our roots.
Yeah.
So eating more from the earth.
Whole foods.
Eating whole foods.
Oh, my gosh.
More of a plant-based diet.
This is an apple, and you put it in your mouth, and you eat it, and it will make you feel good.
That's
a commercial
really
that needs
good.
To be on television, right? Part of a public awareness campaign. Apples are good for you. If you're just joining us, Janine Morey's on the line, and she's humoring me with my attempts at humor, but I am really glad to have her, founder of Panoramic Living, panoramicliving.us. Gobs and gobs of good information on the website. You can connect with them there. We'll grab a quick word from our sponsors, come right back with Janine, and dig further into a healthy plate for you. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice and Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or healthcare surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go. The Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. And we're back. Janine Morey on the line with us, founder of Panoramic Living, panoramicliving.us. Lots of good information there. Check it out. And Janine, we kind of dove right into some of these ideas about healthy living. And you know, I just to remind our listeners, you know, I haven't forgotten I'm a financial planner here talking with you about, I'm not a fitness and health expert, but, you know, there, a lot of this has to do, of course, with finances and money, because if you are plagued with chronic illness because of, dare I say, lifestyle choices, which we're talking about, there's a cost to that, you know, and there is long-term costs, and there are a lot of things that affect you from a financial perspective. So this is very relevant to me and my work as a financial planner. So you mentioned the blue zones, and I think that, you know, the question is, how do we tap into these ideas? You know, you mentioned the Linda Loma in California, that, you know, so that's not like it's a foreign country with foreign foods, although some might argue California does have some foreign foods. What is it about that city of 40-some thousand you mentioned that some of the things they're doing that is contributing to their unique or unusual longevity and overall health?
So one of the key secrets, as we said, which is really not a secret, is their diet. 50% of the residents that live in the Loma Linda community are vegetarians. 10% are vegans. So they have a plant-based diet. Not all of them have given up on meat, you know, but we've known from the Blue Zones and from other studies, I don't know if you've ever heard of the China study, but
sure,
even the Mediterranean diet studies, you know, people who are living healthier are not taking in as much meat. They're eating more plants, and that's what's happening in Loma Linda, California. More fruits and vegetables. And, you know, I laugh because I always remember my mom saying, eat all the colors on your plate.
Right.
You know, don't just eat the meat and potatoes.
Right,
you know, eat
right.
all your colors. And so, I mean, it's proven time and time again through all the research that, yes, eat your fruits and vegetables. one of the key things in their diet is nuts.
Yeah.
So, like, worldwide is the number one snack.
It's great. That is the great source of fat, healthy fat.
Healthy fat. And easy to eat on the go. You know, just grab your pack of nuts. You know, have a small bag of nuts that you have that you can snack on.
You know, part of the challenge, Janine, is, and I do pay attention to this, I'm a bit of a fan of not quite going all the way to vegan or vegetarian, but more of like a paleo, that kind of eating. And part of the challenge is, in the United States especially, we're still trying to recover from this, what some people call junk science of the 70s, when all these studies that were done that were really not well done, that supported a high carb processed, the vegetable oils and kind of saying that eating meat and fat is bad. And I'm proof that, you know, more plants and more natural foods is definitely healthier. I lost weight myself by just changing that, you know, getting away from the breads and the pastas and the carbs and eating more of like what you're saying, the plants and seeds and nuts. And of course, I still include animals in that mix, but it makes an enormous difference for energy levels.
Yeah, I mean, and just thinking about the amount of carbs and the sugars
that
we don't realize are in some of those packaged processed foods.
Oh, gosh.
I grew up in the 70s. I mean, it was like, who didn't want a Twinkie or Lucky Charms? You know,
I still have some of those Twinkies from the 70s.
They're still preserved, David.
Absolutely.
They're still good.
Absolutely.
But what the great thing is right now is that, I mean, there is starting to be an awakening. Right? There's been so much around, you know, this kind of food revolution where we're seeing these top, you know, big food and beverage companies are losing billions of dollars in market share since like 2009.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, and they're all starting to come up with more and more creative ideas
from the
fast food restaurants trying to put healthier options for more of, you know, more organic options in your grocery stores. So it's all happening, which is good. So it's easier for us to jump on the bandwagon now than even 10 years ago because there's more opportunity for us.
Well, and speaking of opportunity, you're spot on, Janine, with the big companies like Coca-Cola, for example. Mm-hmm. They have a division that a lot of people don't know about. It's called Fairlife, and it's a brand of milk, and it's really, really, really good, mm-hmm. and it's higher in protein, and I really like it. And the other thing that I've seen is a shift. I was in the movie theaters with my son the other day. He wanted to go see a movie, and we went, and up on the screen, I'd never seen it before, up on the concession area, has all the calories for everything up there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this a small popcorn or a tub of popcorn can, you know, it would stop your heart.
Yeah, we've been living that life in New York for a few years now with the calories listed at all of the fast food restaurants.
Well, you guys always get the cool stuff first up in the north, and it trickles down to Florida eventually.
That's really funny because I actually say that things come from California, and you know, I live on Long Island, and so I always feel like it's Montauk Point of Long Island that we're the end to get anything.
There you go. There you go. I love that. Well, so that's a big contributor in these blue zones is the diet. And how about lifestyle in terms of maybe fitness or activity or, you know, other things, stress?
So as far as fitness, I mean, what they found in the blue zones and supported with other studies is that, you know, it's not about, you know, necessarily having gym memberships or pounding the pavement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about moving naturally throughout
there
our lives.
Yeah.
So just moving throughout our days, make sure that we're not sitting for long periods of time. You know, I love the fact that, you know, our grandparents actually moved 4 to 5 times as much as we do, and they didn't do anything called exercise.
Right. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Well,
no equipment.
Yeah. No fancy equipment, none of that. And well, I mean, you spoke to Italy and the Italians after, you know, a big meal, which they do like to have their big meals. They do one of these, what they call passeggiatas. They take a stroll after dinner, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, just part of their culture.
Yep. Taking a stroll after dinner, you know, trying to, you know, make sure you're walking throughout your day, you know, standing as much as you can if you work in a situation at work mm-hmm. where you're sitting a lot, you know, just make sure every 20 minutes you're getting up and moving.
Yeah, I've got a stand-up desk in addition to my regular desk, and it's kind of nice to stretch my back and stand up because I do sit in meetings often, and I'm sitting now as we're doing this program, and You know, I would think that with kind of back to the longevity and maintaining your health and independence and standard of living, that, you know, that if you are more active and stay moving, that's, of course, help maintain muscle tone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Balance,
absolutely.
All those things.
All those things. And it's been built into their day just because of, you know, their culture of, like, for example, we'll go back to Loma Linda. I mean, one of the things that is really important to them is the time that they spend in nature. On Saturdays, you know, it's a Seventh-day Adventist community, and Saturday is their day, their Sabbath.
Right.
And after, you know, after services, they will make sure that they go out into nature for a long walk with their family and friends.
That's great.
So they build it into their, you know, normal routine. But, you know, one of the other things I want to make sure we get to is this discussion of mindfulness.
Yeah, let's grab a break. We'll come back and talk about that. Be very good for after the break, Janine. Janine Morey, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Panoramic Living, panoramicliving.us. Make longevity happening. That's what we're talking about. Connect with them over on the website, and we'll come back and talk about mindfulness. What is it? And let's dig in. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now, and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
Hey, we're back with Janine Morey, and we're talking about Panoramic Living, and panoramicliving.us is the website, panoramicliving.us. We've got just a couple minutes left, Janine, and I wanted to ask you a little bit more about what your company does, because, I mean, you know, I think we have people's attention about, you know, wanting to embrace a healthy lifestyle and you know, create their own blue zone right where they are. Mm-hmm. And what do you have? What do you guys do? What are you doing that maybe people can tap into and leverage what you've already spent, you know, a few decades figuring out? What can people do by accessing your website and learning more about where you are?
So what my company does is through a variety of events and programs. We hope to educate the population, you know, about this issue and, you know, the healthcare crisis and how do we, you know, how do we implement these lifestyle practices. So I work with corporate wellness teams and putting together programs. I work with community lifestyle communities, so communities where, you know, independent livings, assisted livings, even rehabs, rehabilitation centers. So I work with patients and residents to try to, you know, get them to understand and coach them on implementing these practices. But what I'm also trying to do is, you know, work with communities at large to be able to support these lifestyle practices.
That's very good. So you, for employers then, fellow business people out there listening to this program like me who have employees, we have 20. I mean, so if I wanted to have you come and, you know, make this as an educational and, of course, great for our, you know, I'm sure that, that's something that could be of benefit.
Yeah, and why it's a benefit is because it's going to help you in the productivity of your employees, their satisfaction, you know, hopefully their attendance. They're going to be more excited about working for you because they're going to feel better. When you feel better, you're a lot more creative and productive and you're happier. So, I mean, it's always a benefit to the corporate leadership teams to think about wellness programs and, you know, different types. And I feel like what I'm offering is different than what's ever been out there because it's the whole package and some of these cutting edge, you know, research that we're finding. And I started to talk about mindfulness, and I know we don't have time to get into that, but why, you know, why it's so critical right now that we look at lifestyle management is because of neuroscience and how neuroscience has tied so many of these lifestyle practices to changes in our brains that have improved our overall well-being.
Excellent. Janine Mori, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Panoramic Living. I get the Panoramic Living now, Janine. I got it. And I hope people will go to the website, panoramicliving.us. Wonderful program, Janine. We'll have to have you back and talk more about mindfulness. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, David. Have a great day.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.